Hi, I'm here in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, with my dad.
Hi, I'm Morgan's dad, Mike.
Okay, so we're going to start with the first question. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Bensalem, Pennsylvania, which is the closest suburb north of Philadelphia. And I had grew up with two sisters, one a year older than me and one 4.5 years younger. So I was the middle child and the only boy. But had a great life and loved growing up. I had an awesome mom and dad. They both worked. My mom was a nurse and my dad was a chemist for Roman Haas Company. I enjoyed sports and I enjoyed teaching my sisters sports and the game of football and baseball as well. So we had a lot of time and fun memories watching a lot of the Phillies games and Eagles games, Flyers, Sixers, all of that. So had a great time, good memories, a lot of family dinners, a lot of relatives coming over for birthdays and holidays, and very happy childhood. So I have very fond memories of my childhood in Bensalem.
What sports did you play?
I played high school baseball, but I played all sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey, and rec leagues and street leagues. Never played high school sports other than baseball, though. That was my favorite sport growing up. I was a pitcher. I was a shortstop. And I was one of the first kids to throw a curveball, so I got a lot of strikeouts on my curveball and really enjoyed baseball. So that was mainly the sports, but every weekend we were out all day, whatever the season was, playing hockey in the winter and baseball in the summer and football in the fall. So always playing some type of sport on the weekend and after school.
Did you like going to school?
In the beginning, it wasn't bad. I started not liking it as much towards eighth grade. I remember not having a great year. Then I had a really awesome freshman year. Then got a little bored with things through high school, but I took college prep classes in high school. I took an electronics course as an elective, and I started to really like that, and that's kind of what I honed in on after high school.
What jobs did you have as a teenager, and what did you do with the money that you earned?
Well, I had a really good job at working at Pathmark Supermarket, first as a bagger and cart boy, but then I moved up to cashier and did some stocking of the shelves and unloading of trucks and so forth. And the good thing about that was we were in the union. So we had union dues, we had paid vacation, very good pay, very good benefits. So I could go to school and also work that job part-time, and it was a very good part-time job. So I stashed away a lot of my money I made, other than going out with my friends on the weekends and so forth. Did a little bit of traveling with them as I got older, but during those years in high school, just mainly stashed my money away, and I ended up with a nice little nest egg after I graduated high school.
That's good. Tell me about one of the most important people in your life and what lessons did they teach you?
Well, one of the most important people in my life are my mom and my dad. My dad in particular, just he taught hard work, work ethic, responsibility, getting up, going to work every day, responsible for the family, keeping the house up, fixing everything from cars to TVs to everything. So just had a lot of respect for him as far as just somebody to look up to and mold after. Very solid individual and very much a moral perspective guy and looked at things as right or wrong. So looking for us to always do the right thing. And he was a very good example to lead by.
What have you accomplished so far personally and professionally?
So far personally and professionally?
Yeah.
Biggest thing was meeting my wife Rhonda and having a family. So I got married later in life in my mid-30s and had to wait for the right person. And, you know, we had great times when we met and then we knew immediately we wanted to have a family and settle down. The big thing was we were both from Pennsylvania and decided to settle down here in South Jersey near the beach and raise our family here, which was a great decision. Our kids and our family really enjoy the beach life and so forth. And professionally, I'm a manager with GE Healthcare, so I took my electronics knowledge and background, got my degree in information technology, and now manage Virtua for GE Healthcare. I manage the Virtua Health System for all of our GE products and services.
Mm-hmm. What accomplishment makes you proudest out of this?
Proudest accomplishment is probably finally getting my bachelor's degree in college after a long haul. I got that a little bit later in life, but that was a great accomplishment because I did that when our first child, Morgan, was young, and so I had a family and was going to school and working, so that was a really hard time there, but the perseverance and then finally to be able to get that was a great accomplishment for me.
And then just, I guess, talk more about what is the job that you currently have.
So what we do, the hospital has medical equipment, so GE Healthcare sells the equipment and we also service it. So my team, I have a 13-person team, and we service the 5 hospital health system plus a lot of offsites at Virtua, and we do all the repairs and maintenance on the medical equipment. So all of your EKG machines, monitors, then all the CT, MRI, X-ray machines. So I am the point of contact, single point of contact at Virtua for any service-related issues with equipment. We have regulatory agencies that we have to follow and abide by, which is mm-hmm. the Joint Commission and the state and so forth, so we have to have accurate records of everything. So GE puts a real good program in place, and then it's up to us to implement that program and then be profitable for GE and be on top of things for the customer, no downtime for equipment, repairs in the key departments, OR, ER, X-ray, radiology, all that. We have to have equipment at optimum performance and uptime. So very proud of our team. We have recognition in the region and in the Northeast zone as having a outstanding team and a top performing team, both financially and as far as customer relations go.
Mm-hmm. So did you always want to do that, or how did you get to that job?
Well, the funny thing is, growing up, so I always wanted to do something with sports, but that one electronics class that I mentioned before kept coming back, and I had an interest in that. So, no, I didn't always want to do that. I kind of fell into it. I went to school for computer technology, which was servicing computers, understanding mm-hmm. computers, and being able to set up, maintain, and repair computers. But I had an interview with a company that was TRW Medical Electronics. And I said, mm-hmm. wow, healthcare is always going to be there, so I might as well take a look at this job. I did an interview and got the job, and I fell in love with it the moment I started working on all this diverse equipment and learning every day. It was really interesting from the start to finish, and I'm still learning every day today. So it's been a great learning experience as I've moved my way up the chain in GE. And it's just very great to understand that GE has the technology out there and our people have the ability to service it. So I love all aspects of that technology in healthcare.
If you could have a dream job right now, what would it be?
Oh, boy. dream job. So
you can think about it a little.
Probably just having something to do with overseeing a bigger operation within GE, so getting out of the immediate customer-facing position and maybe having a farther experience from a distance, so maybe a director that handles a whole region rather than just a team, but it's a tough task and a lot of competition there, but and it's very hard work. So those guys, I know they work a lot of weekends and everything, yeah. But in our industry, that's a great position to have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you meet your wife, Mommy, and what have you learned from her?
So Rhonda and I met at Burdett Tomlin Hospital. I came down there for a 3-month stint back in 1997. And she worked in cardiac rehab, and I was in the biomed department. So I ran the contract there for GE. They told me to just go down, we'll start this contract up, and in 3 months you can come back to Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I was then living in Newtown. So she was in cardiac rehab, and they were having a night out for the hospital, and that's how we met that night out at the Windrift. So we now have a picture of the Windrift in our bedroom. And we had a great time at the Windrift that night. And we worked together for a little while, and we started dating, and that was it. So we both ended up leaving that hospital.
How old were you guys at that
time? I was 36, and Mom was 33. So, yeah, so again, we met in our 30s. So that was kind of love at first sight, actually, when we met. We both knew it, and we had a quick engagement, and then wanted to have some fun before we had kids, so we had a couple of years there to ourselves, and then Morgan came along and changed our world.
So what did you learn from her?
Well, one thing that she's very good at, she can speak to anyone in any circumstance. She's very outgoing, so I was kind of more shy and a little bit more laid back, so Mom would go up and talk to people and initiate conversation, which I never used to initiate. I'm more of a listener and laid low in the background and talk when I have to, but I think she taught me a little bit to, hey, no harm in going up to people and saying hello and starting a conversation. So I think that that's probably the biggest thing.
And tell me about your wedding day.
Wedding day was phenomenal. It rained for four straight days before that. We even had flooding down here. But on the day of the wedding, the rain cleared up, and it was the first time I ever saw in the news the forecast was golden. It was 75 degrees, sunny, and no humidity in August, and that's unheard of here in New Jersey. So just a picture-perfect day. That's what I remember most. I remember pictures out on the jetty in Longport. And I remember just a wild, fun party at the dinner. We had it at the reception at the Sheraton in Atlantic City, which was the Miss America home at that point in time. So all of our family and friends traveled into Atlantic City for the wedding, and it was awesome. And the honeymoon was even greater. We went to Hawaii and had the time of our life.
That was the next question.
Still some great memories.
About your honeymoon.
Yeah.
So where did you spend your honeymoon, and just like talk about it?
Honeymoon was in Kealani Suites in Hawaii. We did a 10-day trip, a week in Maui, and then we came back to San Francisco and had three nights in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was a 2-week honeymoon, but 3 days, the final 3 days in San Francisco. So just remembered the gorgeous scenery. We did a lot of boating activity. We parasailed for the first time. We did helicopter rides and boat rides, and saw great fish snorkeling, and did a lot of excursions. Came down Mount Wanahakalogi. Wanahakalawa. I forget the name of that. But that was great because we took our bikes up, and you could see over the clouds. They picked us up at 2 and 3 in the morning and rode our bikes down. And by the time we got to the bottom, we were taking everything off, and we were in shorts and T-shirts. And when they picked us up and we went up to the mountains, we were in coats, and it was freezing cold up at the top of the mountain. So just a lot of switchback biking. So those are memories we'll have for a lifetime there.
Okay, so thinking about future generations and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there wisdom or advice you would like to share with future generations?
Well, I would say two things, and Mom loves to travel, so that was one thing that I say. Life is short. Make sure you get a good job. Make enough money to where you can do the things that you want to do, which is traveling and vacations and having a family and so forth. But definitely make sure you lay the groundwork with your education and your hard work ethic to make sure you can get promotions that you need and so forth. Show them that you're a hard worker, a dedicated employee, and you'll get your promotions and you'll make your money and you'll be able to do all the things that you want to do in life.
Tell me how you would like people to remember you.
I'd like people to remember me as a honest person, a hardworking person, and a family man who loves my family.
Oh. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's the last question.
I love you.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye.